Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And by the grace of God, we have four friends from Toronto.
借着神的恩典呢，我们有四位朋友从多伦多而来。
And they seek the kingdom first before they do other things.
他们呢，先寻求神的国，在做任何事情之前。
And I believe God will bless them for sure.
我相信神必然会来祝福他们。
Because whoever seeks the kingdom first, all this will be given to you.
因为谁先寻求他的国和义，其他的都要加给他。
And maybe they can introduce themselves, starting from Kenneth.
他们可以自我去做个介绍。
Yeah.
Ken. 欢迎欢迎。
Chris.
Chris.
And Grace. And Jasmine.
欢迎欢迎。
When we are sitting here.
当我们坐在这里的时候。
We look at the brothers and sisters.
我们看着我们的弟兄姐妹们。
We can look at the brothers and sisters.
我们可以看着我们的弟兄姐妹们。
But the Bible said when we are gathered together, not only the brothers and sisters here, I'm here too.
圣经讲呢，当我们聚在一起的时候，不仅仅是弟兄姐妹聚在一起，而且我就在你们的当中。
You said, where is it? You don't see it? Because God is a spirit.
他在哪里呢?
God is a spirit.
因为神是灵。
And not only that, Psalm 91, and it says, God commands his angel in all our way protect us. There's an angel around us. Do you know that?
不仅如此，而且诗篇就是一篇简单，他会命令他的天使在我们一切所行的道路上保护我们。
When you pray this morning, I pray that they will come.
今天早上我就祷告，祷告他们要来。
And when I pray, God listen, because God's angel will encamp them, surround them, and bring them over.
当我祷告的时候，神就垂听，所以神的天使呢，就会在他们四围安营，带他们到这里。
God listens to our prayer, even He is the creator of the universe. He listens to a human being's prayer.
虽然他是创造主，高高在上，但是他听我们的祷告。
So that is two kingdoms.
这里有两个国度。
You don't see, only one kingdom.
你只看到的是一个国度。
Right? You see your hand.
你看到你的手。
But when you see your hand also, you know who created the hand? You see God too.
当你看你自己的手的时候，你知道谁创造了它吗？是神创造了它。
We see the chair.
我们看到这个椅子。
But behind that, that is a designer.
在这个的后面有一个设计者。
You don't see it.
你不看，看不到它。
And we are gathering here, but the Bible said, you're not just gathering here. This is my temple. The Holy Spirit is here too.
我们虽然聚在这里的时候，我们看不到它，但是圣经上讲呢，这是圣灵的居所，它在这里。
So we live by faith, not by sight.
所以我们活着呢是靠着信心，而不是靠着眼见。
Faith tells us, don't look at the outside.
所以呢，我们的信心告诉我们，不要只看外面的东西。
Look at the blessing inside.
你要看你里面神给你的祝福。
Don't look at the outside.
不要看外面。
Direct your eyes inward.
让你的眼睛呢向内注视。
Trust him for the blessing inside.
要相信他，他会赐给你里面的真正的祝福。
For every trouble, there's a blessing.
不光是任何的苦难，在后面都有祝福。
The bigger the trouble, the bigger the blessing.
那苦难越大，祝福越大。
When you see a mountain, you know there's a blessing coming.
你看到一座山，你就看到了祝福要来。
Because you cannot handle it, God will handle it with you.
因为你没有办法来做什么，但是神会为你来做事。
That's why the Bible, Psalm 121 says, "When I see the mountain, I'll see how God going to help me."
所以圣经里面诗篇里面讲到呢，当我看到山的时候，就看到神要帮助我。
God is the one who going to be with you, ahead of you, behind you, walk with you. That is the most common quotation of the Bible.
神就是那位跟你同行，走在你前面，也在后面保护你的那一位。这是圣经里面常常讲的。
Why?
为什么？
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Why he loves me?
为什么他爱你？
Sometimes something are love because they are worthy, but sometimes love will make the thing worthy.
那好多时候呢，人爱人是因为那个人配得爱，但好多时候是因着爱那个人就配得了。
The Bible in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 4.
在这个以赛亚书四十三章，第四节讲到的。
You don't need to read that. You listen to that.
那你不需要现在来去读。
Because I want your attention to God's word.
我要让大家注意到神的话语。
Because I love you.
我因着我爱你。
You are precious.
你就称为尊贵。
You are the apple of my eye.
你就称为我眼中的瞳仁。
Not because you are precious, I love you. Because I love you, you become precious.
不是因为你很宝贵，我就爱你，而是因为我爱你，你就变得宝贵。
Love will make everything lovable.
爱让所有的东西变得可爱。
That's why in Christianity,God chose you because He loved you, not because you chose God.
这就是之所以就是基督教呢，就是、说是神爱人，不是因为我们可爱，而是他拣选了你。
And the Bible makes it very clear: I chose you not because of what you did, it's because what I am. I am love.
那圣经呢讲得非常清楚：我爱你，并不是因为你做了什么，而是因为我拣选了你，我就是爱。
There's two kingdoms.
这里有两个国度。
The Bible says that's a kingdom of His Son, my beloved Son.
这里讲到有一个国度，就是他爱子的国度。
It's a kingdom of love.
啊，这是神的国度。
Another kingdom is a kingdom of human love.
啊，另一个国度呢是人的爱的国度。
Which is pretty selfish.
那是一个自私的国度。
And that's a two kingdom. You don't see it, but every day we live in that.
那这两个国度我们好多时候看不见，但是呢我们天天都生活在其间。
One is spiritual kingdom.
一个是属灵的国度。
You don't see it.
我们看不见。
Another one is the kingdom you can see.
那另一个是眼睛看得见的国度。
But we Christians are children of God. God chose us. We are a spiritual being who has a human experience.
我们是被神拣选的子民，我们被神拣选以后，我们是属灵人，但是呢，我们有一个肉体创在身上。
Not a human being with a spiritual experience.
我们是一个属灵人，创着肉体，而不是一个属肉体的人或有灵。
God sent you here for a reason.
神呢把你裁派到这里是有一个原因的。
Not just making money, entertain until you die.
你不仅仅是要赚钱，完了以后娱乐，完了就死亡。
God doesn't want that.
神不需要这个。
This is not an entertainment.
那这不是一个娱乐的事情。
God wants you to know you are the children of God. You have a plan. He has a plan for you in this life.
神要让你知道你是神的儿女，在地上他有一个计划。
This life is prepared for the next life.
这个生活呢，这里的生命呢，是为下一个生命来预备的。
This life is limited, but next life is eternal.
那这个生命呢是有限的，那来生呢是无限的。
The blessing here is temporary.
这里的祝福是暂时的。
God's blessing is tremendous, is eternal.
那神的祝福呢是巨大而且永恒的。
That's why Jesus store up treasure in heaven, not in here.
所以耶稣基督讲呢，把财宝积攒在天上，不要积攒在地上。
Because you cannot take it with you.
因为你不能把它带走。
God sent you here for a reason.
神把你拆到地上有一个原因。
You exist for God's purpose.
因为你存在是为上帝的目的而存在。
God has a better plan for you.
神 有一个更好的计划为你预备着。
Eternal life.
那就是永恒的生命。
You are children of God.
因为你是被神所拣选。
And you are beloved children of God.
而且你是蒙爱的被神拣选。
That's tremendous blessing.
那这是有一个极大的祝福。
Because He loved you.
因为他爱你。
Therefore, there's always a way. He'll find a way, no matter what, for you.
所以呢，他就无论如何想办法为你找到一条出路。
He will. The Bible says, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you."
所以圣经里面讲呢，就说不要惧怕，因为我和你同在。
You will pass through water and fire, but I will take you to abundant place.
你要经历水火，但是我要让你进入丰富之地。
That is Psalm 66.
那就是诗篇六十六篇讲的。
We see only problem, trouble, fire and water.
那我们常常看到的，我们只看到的呢是水和火，就是麻烦。
The Bible said actually, faith looks deeper inside. Faith tells us.This is abundant praise. This is tremendous blessing there.
但是圣经告诉我们，信心的眼睛看得更深，更大的祝福。
That's why, as God's children, we are blessed forever. We must act like God's children.
所以作为神的儿女呢，我们是永远被祝福的。我们在地上要像活的像神的儿女。
We are spiritual beings.With a human experience, because eventually we'll go home. This is not our home. We'll go home.
我们是属灵人，穿上了肉体，将来都要去到主的那面。现在是暂时在这个地方做客旅。
Here the treasure is only, you know, temporary, but the eternal treasure is tremendous. It's forever.
这里的财宝呢是非常暂时的，但是这个永恒的呢，永恒的财宝是永远的。
The Bible says, "I have a better plan for my children."
所以圣经讲呢，我有一个给我的孩子，孩子有一个更好的计划。
Just trust me.
就是要相信我。
Listen to me.
聆听我。
And live your Christian life according to my power.
那就是按照我的计划呢，过一个基督徒的生活。
So you are a spiritual being, being sent by God, like Jesus, to this world for a reason.
所以大家都是，你们都是属灵的存在，被神裁派到地上来是有一个原因的。
God will use you.
因为神要用你。
God needs to use your gift.
神要用你的恩赐。
God will use you to love other people.
神要用你去爱别人。
God will use you to bring people to Christ.
神要用你去把人都带到基督里面。
And the Bible used the parable in Matthew 25 is there's a three different kind of servants.
那圣经里面在马太福音二十五章呢，又讲到三种不同的这个仆人。
The first one, they got five talent. Second one got two talent. The last one, one talent.
那第一个呢，就给了十锭银子；第二个给了两锭银子；第三个呢，给了一锭银子。
And each of us must use it to serve God.
每一个人呢，都要用他们的银子去来服侍神。
So God wants you to aim at heaven, and He'll take care of your earthly need.
这神呢，要你的眼光盯着天堂，但是呢，
the kingdom,
还要让你地上的。
The kingdom of God is God wants you to aim at the spiritual thing.
所以神的国度呢，让你的眼光要注视着属灵的事情。
When you do that,
当你这样做的时候
，the earthly thing, your daily need will be given.
当你这样做的时候，你世上所需用的一切将会被供给。
Now everybody knows that in Matthew chapter 6:33, right? Seek first His kingdom. All this daily need I will give to you.
所以在马太福音第六章三十三节讲到呢，你寻求神的国和义呢，其他需用的都要加给你。
The first thing about the kingdom of God is aim at heaven.
第一个关于神的国度，就是我们要眼光要注视着天上的事，天堂。
But the problem is we aim at earth too much.
但是我们的问题呢，好多时候眼光注视在地上太多。
We look at the problem like problem.
我们常常看到的问题，借着另一个问题。
The Bible says, don't be troubled by trouble, because this is not real trouble.
圣经里面讲的呢，不要被这些麻烦事情所麻烦，因为这里的麻烦不是真的麻烦。
Our faith tells us, outside is a problem, but inside, there's eternal blessing there.
但是我们的信心告诉我们，在外面看到的是麻烦，但是在里面隐藏着是永恒的祝福。
Remember the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:16.
我们看到这个格林多后书第四章16节
This light and momentary problem will achieve for us an eternal glory that far outweighs everything.
这至长至轻的苦处将要成就那永远极重无比的荣耀。
God always, we invest a little bit, he gives us tremendous return of the investment.
那生蚝的时候，让我们在地上投资一点点，但是呢，结出来的果子是非常大的。
God wants you to trust Him more, do less, aim at Him.
那神呢，让你就是心靠他更多的，地上少做一点，完了以后呢，眼睛看着他。
Aim at God, aim at the spiritual kingdom, and the earth will be thrown in.
眼睛呢注视着神，注视着神的国度呢，这个地上的东西就带进来了。
That's a promise.
这是神的应许。
The Bible has 7,000 promises. We have to grab it.
那圣经上讲到7,000个应许，我们要抓住它。
Aim at heaven, the earth will be thrown in.
圣经上讲呢，就是说你眼光盯着天堂的事情呢，地上的事情就给你了。
Aim at earth.You lose heaven and lose earth too.
你的眼睛如果盯在地上的事情，那你丢掉天堂，而且会丢到地上。
Gain the whole world, lose your own soul.
圣经上讲呢，就是说你得到全世界，却赔上自己的生命。
If you seek me first, and you save yourself.
所以呢，讲到就是说，你如果先寻求我，你就回来。拯救自己。
The principle is, as a Christian, as God's children, as a spiritual being, because Holy Spirit is in you, you are a spiritual being.
我们作为神的儿女，作为这个神的孩子，作为这个属灵的人。
Aim at heaven means always think about the heavenly thing.
俗世的天堂就是说常常要思念上面的事。
Set your eye on heavenly thing.
就把我们的眼光呢聚焦在天上的事。
Not the earthly thing.
不是地上的事。
If you do that,
如果你这样做
means you live by faith.
这就叫做你靠信心活着。
You live by faith, God will reward you.
你靠信心活着，神就要来赏赐你。
All this will be given to you.
所有的一切都要赐给你。
And you say, how do I know?
你会说，哦，我怎么知道呢？
Of course, God has promised.
当然，神有他的应许。
Jesus, do not worry about tomorrow 21 times.
在圣经上呢，就是21次讲到，不要为明天忧虑。
And all these things, you say, I'm not convinced.
他说所有的一切，你说哦，我没有那样的信心。
One thing the most tremendous blessing is, we become the children of God. God love you.
那最主要的、最特别的一点就是，我们成为了神的儿女，神爱你。
You don't have to understand anything. One thing is that God love you. That's why you are precious.That's why he loved you, and he'll give everything.
那不，你不是说要知道所有的一切，而是因为神呢拣选了你，你成为他的儿女，所以他就要给你一切。
And the Bible used really interesting example to show how God loves you.
那圣经呢用特别的一些例子呢来比喻神怎么样爱你。
The first one.Everybody knows that the Bible says he counts your hair, every hair. comes to us.
第一个比喻呢，就是圣经里面讲到他数过你的每一根头发。
In Matthew chapter 10.
在这个马太福音第十章。
It talks about every bird without God's will is not going to fall on earth.
讲到呢，没有一个鸟会从天上掉下来，不经过神的允许。
And after that, he said, even every hair in your head is count.
之后呢，继续讲到就是每一根头发，神都数过。
At every moment.
而且每一个时刻。
And the Bible even said it further is that your hair turned from black to white without his permission will not turn.
那圣经呢也讲到就是说你的头发从黑变白。如果没有经过他的允许，是不会发生的。
Matthew chapter 6，
在这个马太福音第四章讲的。
Think about that.
所以呢，大家。
You ask your husband of your wife, did you cut my hair? You love me, right? Cut my hair.
你问问你的丈夫或者妻子说，你爱我的话，数数我的头发。
God knows the details of your life, every detail.
就是神呢，明白你生活里面每一个细节。
God knows you completely.
神完全的认识你。
The second example is very interesting too. In Isaiah chapter 49.
在这个第二个例子呢，在这个以赛亚书四十九章呢，也是非常特别。
And the Bible said, God engraves your name into His palm.
那呢，神会把你的名字刻在他的掌上。
It's like a tattoo. He engraves your name in his palm.
就是说，像刺青一样，把你的名字刻在他的手掌上面。
Right. Sometimes, and I asked my wife, you know, I want to do a tattoo, put your name on my arm. He said, "You're crazy."
我过去问我的太太说，把你的名字刺在我的胳膊上，好吧？她说你有问题。
God not only put your name in his palm, he said, I'll never forget you, even your parents forget you, your mother forget you, I'll never forget you.
他不仅仅把你的名字刻在他的掌上，而且他说呢，即使你的父母，你的母亲忘记你，我也不会忘记你。
And not only that,
不仅如此。
Everything about your life is before me.
他说你所有的事情都在我的眼前。
So tonight you turn to the Isaiah 49. It tells you everything. It's an amazing thing.
所以今天晚上你看看这个以赛亚书四十九章，你会发生非常的惊奇。
Everything the Bible use, you're always on my mind. You're always on my mind.
那就是说你呢永远都在我的心里面。
That's a famous songsong Real Rogers, or something like that, you know, you're always on my mind.
那曾经有一个著名的歌呢 ，Real Rogers 就说你永远在我的脑海里。
God loves you so much, He counts every hair.
所以神呢如此的爱你，他数过你的每一根头发。
He loves you so much, He said, "No, I engrave your name in my palm."
他如此的爱你，把你的名字刻在他的手掌上。
You're always on my mind.
你永远在我的脑海。
Another example is very interesting. Is that the in Job?
另外一个很有趣的例子呢，在约伯记。
31.
三十一章。
He counts your every step too.
他说他数过你每一个脚印。
You walk, right? Today, how many people know when he walks to the church, how many steps? Nobody knows. He knows.
不知道你走到教会走了多少步。
God knows all your steps.
神呢数过你每一个脚步。
If you read Psalms 139, he knows everything about your thinking too.
如果你读这个诗篇139篇呢，他对你心思意念里面所有的东西，他也知道。
When a person loves you, he knows everything about you, and he will do everything for you because of love.
那如果一个人爱你呢，他会知道你关于你的一切，而且他要为你做一切的事情，因为他爱你。
It's very simple.
这也很简单。
God loves you.
神爱你。
That's why He will bless you.
所以呢，他就要祝福你。
Because you are His children.
因为你是他的儿女。
Another example in the Bible, how the Bible shows God loves us in is in Psalm 56.
另一个例子呢，在这个诗篇五十六篇里。
56:8. That one we need to read that, okay? Because probably you haven't seen it before. 56:8.
56:8. 我几次流离，你都记数。求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？
Now, this psalm is by David.
这个诗篇呢是戴维所写。
And David is in a situation, is a life and death situation. Turn to the verse one.
我们可以回到第一节。神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我。
Verse one.
Yeah, that's 56.
Verse one.
Oh, 腓力士人在加特拿住大卫，那是他做准金狮，交与灵长，调用远方物神各。神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了。
Now, David was in the 1 Samuel chapter 21.
在这个沙漠上，这个 which chapter?
Chapter 21, 1 Samuel.
21章啊。
Don't turn it, okay. Samuel chapter 21. It is the background situation about this psalm.
那个地方讲到这个诗篇的一个背景。
Is David was in a life and death situation, and people because of the enemy recognized him and trying to probably going to kill him.
在那个状况下呢，他的敌人认出了他，可能会找机会要杀掉他。
Then he just pretend to be insane person.
他那时候呢，他就假装疯了
，and just make some mark on the wall, and his saliva is on his beard, all these things, and people think really he was crazy.
他就把唾沫呢弄在胡子上面，在墙上面胡写乱画，所以人就认为他疯了
，and let him go.
所以就让他走吧。
They let him go.
他们就不去理他了
，because he prayed, God save him.
因为他祷告呢，要神来拯救他。
Then he composed two psalms. One is 56, one is Psalm 34, and he thanked God he was rescued by him.
那个时候呢，他就写了两首经诗，一首就是诗篇34，另一首是诗篇56。
Verse three
来感谢神。第三节讲呢，我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
When I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
Verse 4.
我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。我依靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
Now, David wants us to learn one thing. When you are afraid, you can trust God.
大卫呢，让我们要学习一件事情，就是我们惧怕的时候呢，要依靠神。
When you trust God, you will not be afraid too.Verse 4.
那第四节讲到呢，当我们依靠神的时候呢，我们就不惧怕。
What can man do to me?
那血气之辈能把我们怎么样呢？
We put our trust in God's love.
我们把我们的信心呢放在神的爱里面。
And keep going, Alan. Keep going. Roll down to the. We just read the verse 8, right? Verse 10.
那我们刚才读了第八节，现在读第十节。
啊， verse 10 and 11, same thing. 11 is, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
11节讲到呢, 我依靠神, 必不惧怕, 人能把我怎么样呢?
When we put our trust in God, we know we are relying on the spiritual kingdom. God will send his angel to help us.
当我们依靠神的时候呢, 我们依靠的是神的国度, 神会把他的天使差派来帮助我们。
David really trusts that God. When he prayed, he put his hope in God. He hoped in God's love, and God will do the things for him.
大卫呢，他真正的依靠神，他把他的盼望，他把他的信心都放在神里面，相信神一定会帮助他。But
what did he do? Verse 8 is what did he do? He prayed many times, and he believed God really collapsed His tears in a bottle.
第八节特别的讲到呢,
and keep a record in a book.
就是呢,
this is NIV. NIV, their translation is not very good. The better translation is not record my lament, is you keep track of my sorrows.
那另外一个翻译呢，就翻译到就是你把我的这些苦难，那些心里的苦难呢，全都记下来。Collect
my tears in your bottle.
把我的眼泪呢，装在你的罐子里。Count
each of them and put in your record.
每一个呢，都数过，而且装在你的，写在你的册子上。That's
how God loves you.
这就是。 怎么样生来记着我?
Even your tears,
你的眼泪他都记着,
he collect,
他都来记录,
God is in the detail of your life.
那神呢，在你生活的每一个细节里面,
we are beloved,
我们是被爱的,
God. That's a tremendous blessing.
这是一个极大的一个祝福.
That's why you don't need to worry. God knows everything.
所以呢，你们不需要来忧虑， 因为神知道所有的一切。
God count your hair.
神呢数过你的头发。
He engraved your name in his palms.
他把你的名字呢， 刻在他的手掌上。
And says, you are always in my mind.
因为你一直在我的头脑里。
And he collect your tears.
他把你的眼泪也数过，
count your every step.
而且把你每一个脚步都记载。
So that's why some, and after that, when later on David just composed Psalm 139.
所以在这个之后呢, 大卫就又写了诗篇139篇。
139, it tell and it describes God is the one who knows everything about me. And His Spirit is with me, and everything, every day of my life, he already put it in his book.
那里呢，特别的讲到呢，就是说，他知道我的一切，甚至我的每一天的事情都记在他的册子上。
So the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
所以呢，神的国度不在乎吃吃喝喝。
It's a matter of love, joy, peace in the spirit.
而是呢，神里面的这个爱、喜乐和平安。
We can read that in Romans chapter 14, 17.
我们读一下罗马书，这个14章。
You are in the kingdom of God.
所以呢，你在这个神的国度。
It's not a matter about eating and drinking all these things. This God will give it to you. You know, he has plenty of them. The important thing is aim at love, joy, peace.
神的国度呢，不在乎吃吃喝喝，而是但是这些东西神都会给你。但是呢，我们的眼光要集中在这个
in the spirit，
神的国度里面的爱、喜乐和平安。The
fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace.
因为这个圣灵所结的果子就是喜乐和平。So
we look at that. First, love. We already talk about love. God loves you so much. He knows everything about you. When you pray, he already know what you need.
第一个我们讲到呢，就是爱，就是生爱你这样的爱你呢，你在祷告之前，他都知道你的需要。
He know your situation. He know everything.
他知道你的境况，他知道你的一切。
All these only a test of your faith.
这是只是给你的一个考试而已。
Our faith tells us, don't look at the outside, look at the blessing inside.
我们的信心告诉我们不要向外看，而是要向里面看。
Trust him for the blessing inside.
里面的恩典，相信他赐给你里面的恩典。
He loves you.
因为他爱你。
The second thing, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating, drinking, but of love, joy, peace in the heart. Why love? Because the summary of righteousness is love. It's love, joy, peace in the spirit.
那神的国呢？不在乎吃喝，只在乎爱、和平并圣灵中的心。为什么讲到爱呢？因为公义的这个真正总结起来就是爱。
That's why we are children of love. We need to love people unconditionally.
有爱的人，所以呢，我们就要去爱别人。
One of the plan of God's plan in your life is you love others.
所以有一个计划呢，神的计划就是说你让我们要爱别人。
That's God's plan for your life. Love with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, with to love God and love people too.
Sorry, I haven't translated for a while. I need.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.
就是尽心尽意尽力去爱主你的神。
And also love your neighbor as yourself.
也爱你的邻舍，如同爱你自己。
That's the greatest command.
这是最大的诫命。
And Luke chapter 10:27.
这是在路加福音第七章十七节。
And that's why we are spiritual beings. We are God's children. We must like God. We must love.
我们是在灵里面所造的，我们必须得爱主我们的神。
Unconditionally.
就无条件。
Because that's how God loves us. We must love others.
就是这是神是这样无条件的爱我们，我们也要这样去爱别人。
The second thing is.
第二个是。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. It's a matter of peace.
神的国不在乎吃喝，是在乎和平。
And a matter of joy.
还有就是喜乐。
Let's talk about peace first.
我们来看一下，先看一下和平。
And Jesus talked about peace in John chapter 14.
耶稣也讲到平安在
Chapter 14, John chapter 14.
就是约翰福音第十六章那个地方。
14 and 16 too. 14, 16 both. But we focus on the 14. The 14, you know, the 14 very interesting. I'll read it to you.
14非常有意思，我来读给你们听。
Okay, chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Now, that's a kingdom of God. That's the two kingdoms.Spiritual and the physical.
一个是灵里的国，一个是物理层面的一个国。
Now that's a two kind of peace too.
但平安也是有两种平安。
The Bible said, "My peace."
圣经说我的平安。
Or the world's peace.
还有就是世界的平安。
The earthly peace.
世界的平安。
I leave you with my peace.
我留给你的平安。
My peace is mine.
我的平安是我的平安。
It's from God. God's peace.
平安是从神来的。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这个平安呢是圣灵里面的果子。
Because you have the Holy Spirit in you.
因为在你里面有圣灵。
So that's two kinds of peace. In this world.
所以有两个平安。
You don't really have peace because people cannot give you peace.
这个世界并没有真正的平安，其实人是不能给你平安的。
God's peace is supernatural.
但是神的平安它是超自然的。
One example is the Bible said when you pray,
举个例子，圣经上说当你祷告的时候，
God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ.
神会保守你的心怀意念。
The peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ.
神的平安会保守你的心怀意念。
That's in Philippians chapter 4:4.
在腓立比书第四章第四节。
God's peace is from God. The world peace is from the world.
神的平安是从神而来，世界的平安是从世界而来。
God's peace is unlimited.
神的平安是无限制无限的。
People's peace are limited and also not too much.
那人的平安呢是非常有限的。
My peace I give to you is not like the world give it to you.
我给你的这个平安不像世人所赐的。
Right. SoJesus specified, don't confuse that. In the kingdom of God, this is my peace and the world peace.
那耶稣特别的呢，把它表明，就说，一个是我给你们的平安，一个是世界给你们的平安。
Put your hope in God's peace.
所以把我们的盼望呢，放在神的平安里面。
You have a constant peace. Every day is peaceful.
所以我们会有一个 长久不断的一个平安，每一天都是平安的。
Even in trouble,
即使在这个患难里面。
Even rejoice in your suffering,
那甚至你会在你的患难里面会喜乐。
And rejoice in your hope,
在你的这个盼望里面喜乐。
It's my peace,
因为这是我的平安。
Oh, you can put your hope in the earthly peace.
那你把这个事情呢，可以，你把你的平安可以放在。
You can put your trust, put your hope in people.
你可以把平安呢放在人的里面。
You'll find out they won't last.
你就发现呢，它不会长久。
They're temporary.
它是非常的暂时的。
They turn around, become your enemy.
那好多时候呢，就是他们会转身成了你的仇敌。
And I always, you know, talk about my example. When I went to Shanghai, then I have three security guards with me.
我常常讲到我的一些例子。我曾经在上海的时候呢，我有三个保镖。
You think probably, hey, Duncan, now I'm going to have peace, right?
就是哎，Duncan是不是很有平安
？But I'm so afraid when I go there, the physical guard, you know, and because I'm afraid, you know, this physical guard I hire from China.They probably will do something to me.
我其实当时很害怕，因为这三个保镖是从中国雇的，说不定他们就在我的身上有点谋算。
Because at that time, when I first went to China in Shanghai, I'm a businessman, right? And I read some news. They can kill people for a cell phone.
那个时候我在上海做生意呢，我读一些新闻呢，他们为了一个手机都会谋财害命。
Of course, that probably is not true, but that's the perception I have.
那个也许这个不是真的，但是那我的观念就是这样。
I trust the secret God, and later on, someone tell me you cannot trust them, because they are the one, they are the very one who going to kidnap you.
我当时呢相信我的保镖，但是有人告诉我，你千万不要相信你的保镖，有可能他们正就是那些人将来要。谋算你的。
The next time I go, I hire the people from Hong Kong.
所以下一次呢，我就在香港雇了保镖。
And feel better.
我就觉得好一点。
But still not safe. Still not safe.
但是呢，还是不够，不平安。
Because human peace is temporary. It is limited.
因为神给的平安是非常有限的。
God's peace is you don't have to worry. Because the Bible said, when you pray, Psalm 91, and God's angel will guide you all your way, in all your ways.
因为这个圣经里面讲的，神的平安是无限的，就是诗篇九十一篇讲的，所以当你祷告的时候呢，神就裁派他的使者在你所行的一切道路上面保护你。
He'll command all his angel to guide you.In all your way,
他会命令他的天使在你所行的一切道路上面保护你。
Next time you just pray, it's okay.
所以下一次呢，你只要祷告就行。
You don't need anything because the Bible so many promises in Psalm 34:2. When you pray, the angel of God surround you.
啊，圣经里面这么多的应许，在诗篇三十四篇讲的，当你祷告的时候，神的天使就围绕着你。
So I always say, pray more, do less, and if you worry about your children, just pray. God will do the rest. You don't have to worry.
多祷告。
Then you can go for a movie. You know your children will be safe.
少做事情，因为你的儿女呢，多祷告完了以后呢，你就看电影，他们是很平安的。
Pray more, trust more, and do less because God can do a better job.
所以呢，你就多祷告，你自己少做，那么神会做的比你做的更好。
When you are faith, like Psalm 56.You pray, you put your trust in God.
当你惧怕的时候，就像诗篇五十六篇讲的，把你的信心放在主里面。
When you put your trust in God, you will not be afraid.
当你把信心放在神里面的时候，你就不惧怕了。
Because the Holy Spirit will calm you. God, Holy Spirit is the fruit of Spirit, will give you love, joy, peace.
所以呢，圣灵就是神的灵呢，他就把喜乐、平安就会赐给你。
There's a difference between God's peace, my peace I give you, and the peace from the world.
所以这就是神给的平安和世界的平安的区别。
One is spiritual, one is eternal, one is now, one is powerful, the other one is limited, weak, and unreliable.
所以一个呢是永恒的、强有力的，那另一个呢是暂时的。
So the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating, drinking, you know, all these superficial things.
所以神的国度呢
is a matter of Love, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit.
神的国度不在乎吃吃喝喝，而且呢，而是在于圣灵里面的这个喜乐、平安、
公义。And you are so lucky because why? Because you're living a life of God. You are living a life of God.
你今天呢，多么的幸，多么的幸运，因为你活在主里面。
And The kingdom of God, love, joy, peace, right? In the spirit, in this money cannot buy.
因为神的国度是关于爱、喜乐和平安，在这个世界上是没有金钱可以买不来的。
Why? Because God made you His children, and He chose you. Now He give you the Holy Spirit in you. Now you become the children of God, and because the Holy Spirit will give you love, joy, peace.Which all the money cannot buy.
今天呢，神的灵赐给你，因为你是神的儿女。这神的灵赐给你喜乐、平安和爱，这是世界不能给你的。
This love, joy, peace from God is not from the world.
这是从神而来，不是从世界而来。
So you living a Christian life. Christian life is different from the non-Christian life.
所以呢，你过一个基督徒的生活，这是跟世界的生活是不一样的。
God's children is living God's life.
所以神的儿女呢就过神的生活。
You're living in Trinity.
所以你在这个三位一体的神里面生活。
So you are special.
所以你是非常特别的。
When you go to a coffee shop, you look at yourself. You living a godly life, and the other people living in a worldly life is a two different world, two different kingdom.
所以你在咖啡馆里面呢，你。坐在哪里呢？你过的是一个属神的生活，另外一个过的是属世的生活，这两个国度。
You are richer than you think.
所以呢，你比你所想象的更加富有。
That's the slogan from Bank of Nova Scotia. You are richer than you think.
啊，这是这个 Nova Scotia 银行的一个表语，就是说你比你想象的要更富有。
Because you are God's children.
因为你是神的儿女。
God's spirit in you.
因为神的灵在你的里面。
God's angel surround you.
因为神的天使。
When you pray, God will do things for you.
当你祷告的时候呢，神就为你做事情。
God sent His angel to work for you.
神就差派他的天使为你来开路。
Be smart.
啊，这就是神是非常智慧的。
Continue to live God's life
pray more.继续在神的国度里面来造就，因为你要更多的祷告。
When you pray, you're breathing the air of kingdom.
所以当你祷告的时候呢，你就在呼吸神的这个空气。
The air of the world is just too contaminated.
这个世上的这个空气呢是非常非常被污染。
You need to pray more to read God's word more because you breathe in the air of kingdom.
啊，你需要更多的祷告，读更多神的话语，这就是在呼吸着神的空气。
When you read the Bible, it's the same thing. You are living in God's word, and God's word is powerful. It's a living word. It will empower you.
所以呢，当我们读神的话的，神的话呢是这个活道，它要让你呢充满这个能力。
Another Bible talk about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk; it's a matter of power.
所以另外一节经文讲到呢，神的话呢不在乎这个高扬大志，而在乎全能。
That is in First Corinthians chapter 4:20.
在这个哥林多前书第四章二十节。
Yeah. God's kingdom is not a matter of talk; it's a matter of living by His power.
所以神的国呢，不在乎这个话语言语，而在乎神的全能。
Now you know God loves you.
所以神，你现在知道神爱你。
God will take care of you.
神会来。
He knows everything about you.
来这个。保护你。
Secondly, my peace, my joy will be with you.
第二个呢，就是他的平安和来，和你同在。
It's unlimited, eternal, is at every moment.
这是，不朽的，这是永远的，而且每一个时刻都和你同在。
Even in tough time.
即使是在非常困难的时期。
Because you can rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in the problem, rejoice in the Lord.
因为你能够靠主喜乐。
Amen. Another thing, the important thing is, God's kingdom is not a matter of talking, doing. It's a matter of living by God's power.
另外讲到呢，神的国度呢不在乎言语，而是在于神的全能。
What power?
什么全能？
We are talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says.
这就是圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit will do things for you.
那圣灵的能力呢，在你生命里面会做事情的。
And the Bible says when you pray, God's Holy Spirit will work and help you to strengthen you.
那圣经上讲呢，当你祷告的时候，神的灵就会工作，他会来加力量给你。
When you pray, God's Holy Spirit will correct your prayer to submit it to God.
当你祷告的时候，圣灵呢就把你的祷告呢就做一些修改，以后呢带到神的面前。
And God's Spirit can strengthen you, then you can do all things for Him who give you the strength.
当圣灵加给你力量的时候呢，靠着他，你就可以做所有的事情。
When you put your hope in God, you will be like an eagle, rise, you know, with the wings of strength.
当你把这个盼望放在主里面的时候呢，你就像入鹰要长翅上腾。阿门。
阿门。
One example, I want you to know, you are special people chosen by God. It's different from the worldly people.
所以你要知道你是特别的，被神拣选的，你跟世上的人不一样。
Because the Bible in John chapter 17, Jesus talked about you are living not an ordinary life, you are living a God, a godly life, the children, God's children's life.
所以在约翰福音十七章讲呢，你不是过一个世俗的生活，而做过一个神儿女的生活。
The power of God is with you.
神的能力和你同在。
You can always pray for it.
你常常可以来。
God will strengthen you.
那神会。
I give you one example. When you pray, one example, you're living living in the Trinity of God.
所以呢，我给你一个例子，就是说，当你祷告的时候，你就是在这个三位一体的神里面活着。
This is called Trinitarian life.
这就叫做三位一体神里面的生活。
But you can say this is a spiritual life.
这是一个属灵的生活。
How when you pray?
当你祷告的时候
，Your Holy Spirit in you.
那圣灵呢，在你里面。
The Bible says you don't even know how to pray because we always pray for the wrong thing.
圣经能讲好多时候我们不知道如何祷告，因为好多时候我们的祷告都是错误的。
When you pray, the Holy Spirit will help you, then correct your prayer and direct it to God.
所以当你祷告的时候呢，圣灵就把你的祷告做以修改以后呢，就呈现在神的面前。
And because he knows God's will, he will present the right prayer to God.
因为他知道神的旨意呢，他就把正确的祷告呢呈现在神的面前。
Then it is in Romans chapter 8:27.
所以在这个罗马书第八章二十七节讲到。
That's why in Romans chapter 8:28, because of the Holy Spirit, correct your prayer, present to God, all things will work together for the good.
所以因为圣灵呢，这样来有把这个你的祷告呈现在神的面前呢，所以说万事效力叫爱神的人要得益处。
All things will work together.
所有的事情都要效力。
God can bring good from evil.
那神就从这个圣子邪恶里面把良善的东西都要激发出来。
All you need to do, just pray. Whatever I pray, actually your content is not important because God will correct that. Because most likely all our prayer is just too superficial.
那不管怎么样你就要祷告，因为好多时候你的祷告可能都是非常表面的，神知道。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候
，The Holy Spirit help you to pray to God。
那圣灵呢就帮助你。
When you pray，
所以当你祷告的时候
，In Romans chapter 8 again， Jesus also pray for you too。
那这个罗马书第八章讲到呢，耶稣也在为你祷告。
Hebrew chapter 6 and 10 also God Jesus is like a high priest. He's praying for you now。
在这个希伯来书第六章第十章都讲到呢，耶稣基督就是那个大祭司，他也在为你祷告。
Jesus pray for you too. When you pray, Jesus pray for you. When you pray, Holy Spirit will pray for you.
所以当你祷告的时候呢，圣灵也在为你祷告。
And God listen to the prayer.
所以呢，神在听祷告。
You pray, Holy Spirit pray, and the Jesus pray, and everybody pray to God.
所以你祷告的时候呢，圣灵在祷告，耶稣在祷告，所有的人都在向神祷告。
You are living a spiritual life.
所以你在过一个属灵的生活。
This is you could not find this life in anywhere, any religion, anything. It's only in the Bible. God tells you, you already living a godly life.
这样的生命，这样的生活，在任何地方也找不到，任何宗教里
面。It's a powerful life.
这是圣经里面讲的呢，这是在主里面的生活，是一个。非常有能力的生活。
Because all the angels are in at your disposal.
因为所有的天使都是为你效力。
In Jesus' name you pray, then all the heaven, everything will work for you according to God's will. God will do it for you.
所以当你耶稣的基督的名祷告的时候呢，天上地下都在效力，为你在效力。
So this is one example. You already live in God's life.
所以呢，你已经在过一个属神的。
Which is only Christian will live the Trinity.
只有基督徒可以过这种三位一体的主里面的生活。Amen.
And of course, we have other aspects, like when you have faith and also live by faith. Also, this is a living in the Trinity too.
所以当我们这个有信心的时候，就活在三位一体的神里面。Amen.
And last thing is the not only your faith, and when you put your hope in God, and you also living in the spiritual world to God will and do things for you.
最后一件事情就是，当你把盼望放在主里面的时候呢，主就给你做事情。
So summary, two kind of life.
所以呢，我的总结就是两种生活
：spiritual life，
属灵的生活
；and the physical life，
那属肉体的生活。
There's a two kingdoms，
两个国度。
You don't see it， but every day you're going to face it。
你虽然看不见，但是每一天你都在面对。
You live in both worlds，
你活在两个世界里面。
But the Bible said you should focus on the things above。
但是圣经讲呢，你要眼睛要注视着天上的事。
The kingdom of God.
就是神的国度。
Secondly, two power.
有两个能力。
God's power.
神的能力。
And the world power.
世界的能力。
finally, it is love, joy, peace in the spirit. This is the God wants you to have love, joy, peace versus the worldly love, joy, peace.
所以呢，也讲到在主里面的爱、喜乐、平安，还有跟世界上的爱、喜乐、平安的一个比较。
Two kingdom, two lifestyle, and also two power.
这就是两个国度，两种生活的方式。
We are living both, but we want to focus on the spiritual one.
我们在两个国度里面生活，但是我们要注视在聚焦在天上的一个。
This one will pass away.
这个将过去。
Do not love this world and anything in it.
不要爱这个世和世界上的事。
And unfortunately, a lot of people live only in one level, but we live in two levels. And God wants us to be always focused on this higher one.
好多人呢，就是只活在一个层面，但是神要让我们在两个层面，而且要来注目在更高的层面。
So make a difference. You make a difference between differentiate yourself from the world.
所以呢，你要在这个世界上是要活出一个不同的样式来。
You are new creation.
你是一个新造的人。
And the old creation is still there, but you are new creation. You have responsibility to bring people to Christ.
所以让你的旧造行在这里，旧造行在这里。我们是新造，我们有一个责任呢，把人要带到主耶稣基督的面前。
And finally, remember, we don't look at the outside, look at the inside blessing, look at the inner kingdom.
所以最后呢，我们要知道，就是我们不要看在外界的东西。要看在里面。
Fix your eye on things above, not on earthly things.
所以呢，我们的要思念天上的事，不要思念地上。
That's why God bless you because you're living in the Trinity of God.
这就是为什么神要祝福你，因为你在三位一体的生命。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 感谢。